Catch me out that one. Those short records from the old days, I don't know. Anyway, Manfred Mann there, and do our diddy... Wonderful titles, didn't they? Yes. It's 17 minutes before 4 o'clock. Time is flying on this Friday afternoon, and soon be into the weekend. With the Wilsatians. And Wonderful. Here's a wonderful little record. Bronski Beat, Small Town Boy.
Time Radio.
Shropshire Blast and Spray are the people in Shropshire for sandblasting. Do you have to do that?
Well, not really, love. I'm just aiming for impact, you know.
Shropshire Blast and Spray. Telephone Ludlow 5450. They're the people you should talk to now about sandblasting, spraying and white lining. Talk to the professionals about every aspect of the job because they know what they're talking about. The advice is free and could save you pounds. Shropshire Blast and Spray use mobile equipment too. Telephone Ludlow 5450. Shropshire Blast and Spray on Ludlow 5450. Here's something that will appeal to those with a sense of adventure. The Mice Luke Arms Hotel at Glazebury in the Upper Wye Valley offers Canadian canoe trips down the River Wye. Yes, it's true. You can have a full or half-day trip in large boats that are suitable for up to four people. It's an excellent family or group outing, and you stop for lunch in Hay-on-Wye. The telephone number for these fantastic trips is Glazebury 226. The Canadian canoe trips from the Mice Luke Arms Hotel come complete with accompanying river guides, and all the necessary equipment is provided for you. For further details of this exciting river trip with a difference, telephone Glazebury 226. That's Glazebury 226.
So, he wants strawberries, eh?
Yes.
Well, we've got plenty, and nobody to pick them except you.
Me?
Yes, you. Pick your own strawberries now, today, anytime. Just pick them, pay for them, and take these delicious strawberries away.
Where from?
Pick them from J.H. Knott and Company, Kirwood, Tenbury Wells. We have cream as well. Fresh cream and fresh strawberries. J.H. Knott and Company, Kirwood, Tenbury Wells. Just outside Tenbury Wells on the Clifton Road. Telephone Tenbury Wells, 810-427. That's Tenbury Wells, 810-427.
I can't wait.
Are you planning to buy a shed? Or perhaps you're interested in a new greenhouse, a summer house, or is it something smaller like a picnic table, maybe even a flower box? Well, don't spend a single penny until you've checked out Clibbury Timber Products, and that way you'll avoid spending quite a few unnecessary pennies. Clibbury Timber Products offer the best value for miles around, with sheds from £74, and they provide free delivery and erection, and all timber can be Culpranol treated if required. Now's the time to look at Clibbury Timber Products. You can see a selection of Clibbury Timber Products at Ludlow Home Care, and also at Dunkale Cottage. That's opposite the Nelson Pub on the Cleehill Road in Ludlow. To talk to someone about the great range of Clibbury Timber Products, telephone Dave Potter on Ludlow 4447. Dave Potter on Ludlow 4447 after 6 p.m. or at weekends. Clibbury Timber Products.
Sunshine Radio. Ooh, love you. Ooh, and I love you. Ooh, and I love you.
Wanted to hear the B-side, B-side.
Cabaret time.
Just for a change, the B-side. Well, it didn't go much on the A-side anyway. Pretty ballistic, absolute. Okay, taking us up to news time at 4. Evelyn Thomas, bit of high energy.
Kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
Bedfordshire police are making door-to-door inquiries in their hunt for the savage rapist known as the Fox, who struck twice in the past 3 days. His latest victims were a young woman and two men in the village of Edlesborough. From the scene, Helena Kerkuch.
Squads of armed police wearing bulletproof vests are visiting every house in the tiny village of Edlesborough. Outside the secluded white bungalow in Slickett's Lane, where today's vicious attack took place, officers are standing guard. The house itself is surrounded by woods and cornfields, perfect hiding places for the rapist. Mrs. Edith Chatham is a close neighbour and friend of the family involved.
To think that it's a local young girl like that, it could be my daughter, couldn't it? I mean, I feel sorry for the girl. Her mum and dad are away.
Police have set up a mobile control unit on the village green. Helicopters and light aircraft are constantly circling the area as the massive hunt for the Fox continues. Helena Kerkuch, IRN, Edlesborough.
Journalists have condemned the sale of the Daily Mirror and five other newspapers in the Reed Group to Robert Maxwell. A meeting of the National Union of Journalists executive has decided that it's not in the public interest that one individual should own six mass circulating papers. The NUJ hopes to make a joint approach with the print unions to the Office of Fair Trading to try to get the sale revoked. The Foreign Secretary, Sir Geoffrey Howe, is on his way back to London after a lightning visit to the GCHQ's spy centre at Cheltenham, where he had to dodge trade unionists protesting about the ban on unions at the base. Trevor Cribb reports.
A crowd of banner-waving protesters were ignored as Sir Geoffrey swept in and out of the Cheltenham spy base today. This was the place where the Foreign Secretary banned trade unions earlier this year. To protest about the visit, a lunchtime rally was held overlooking the spy base. There, Norman Willis, Deputy General Secretary of the TUC, said the battle goes on. He says Sir Geoffrey should climb down.
Well, I think he should give up. I think he's lost the argument and he shouldn't worry about losing face. I think that no one in this country would hold it against him if the government was to reverse its position now. They might have a bit more respect for them.
A High Court decision on the government union ban is expected on Monday. Trevor Cribb, IRN, Cheltenham.
Industrial output has fallen by more than 1.25% between April and May, and the government's blaming the miners. The latest figures mean the government is unlikely to hit its 3% growth target for the whole economy by the end of the year. A judge in Leeds has jailed a 15-year-old schoolboy for life for a series of sex attacks on women. The court was told that the young sex fiend threatened his victims with a knife and a broken bottle and was a danger to the public. A man who turned to crime when he discovered he was the illegitimate son of spy Kim Philby has been jailed for 2.5 years at the Old Bailey. Alan Young, a 44-year-old unemployed market trader from South London, admitted one charge of blackmail and two of burglary. Judge John Hazan told him he accepted that the discovery that his civil servant mother had had an affair with Philby had caused him great concern and that the revelation may have played a part in his criminal behaviour. Cricket. In the third Cornhill Test, the West Indies were 138 for 3 at tee. That's in reply to England's 270 all-out. Independent Radio News.
turn on Sunshine
Radio. 3 minutes after 4 o'clock here on Sunshine Radio, and let's take a look at the weather check for the afternoon and evening. Bright and sunny intervals with occasional showers, dying out though later on, and overnight it'll be a fine and dry night with moderate winds. The outlook for the weekend, cloudy with occasional rain.
Oh, ain't I'm a dog. You know you can't come back.
Oh, ain't I'm a dog.
Yeah, ain't I'm a dog. Ain't I'm a dog. Yeah, ain't I'm a dog. Ain't I'm a dog. Ain't I'm a dog. Always stepping around. Juk, juk, a juk, juk, juk. There's another day.
Oh, ain't I'm a dog.
Yeah, ain't I'm a dog. Ain't I'm a dog. Yeah, ain't I'm a dog. Ain't I'm a dog. Ain't I'm a dog. Always stepping around.
A jump, jump, a jump, jump, jump.
Now get on out of here. Think of the fun.
Oh, ain't I'm a dog.
Yeah, ain't I'm a dog. Ain't I'm a dog. Yeah, ain't I'm a dog. Ain't I'm a dog. Ain't I'm a dog. Always stepping around. A jump, jump, a jump, jump, jump. Ain't I'm a dog. Always stepping around. Oh, ain't I'm a dog.
That's the Leroy Brothers and Ain't I'm a Dog. Six minutes after four, Sunshine 299. Here's Billy Joel. And Leave It Tender, Moment Alone.
It's not only me breaking down when the tension gets high. Just when I'm in a serious mood, she
Problem with your cereal or potato crops? Have you thought about talking to the professionals in crop management? Have you any idea who the professionals are? Well, they're AR Chemicals of Greenhill Springs, Kierwood Road, Tenbury Wells, and you can ring them on Tenbury Wells 811 185 7 days a week, because AR Chemicals will be available during the same hours as you farmers are working. There's professionalism for you. AR Chemicals offer farmers aerial and land spraying services and supply agrochemicals, lime and fertilizers. So whatever your crop requirements are, call and see John Rawlings at AR Chemicals, just opposite Palmer's Meadow in Tenbury Wells, or telephone 811 185. AR Chemicals, the professionals.
Who has the largest selection of new and used cars in Leinster? Bengry's. Who sells petrol at competitive prices from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week? Bengry's. Who has the only rolling road for miles around for ultimate tuning? Bengry's. Who gives a full service, MOT and comprehensive uncomplicated guarantee on all used cars? Bengry's. Who runs the best car and van hire in Leinster? Bengry's. Telephone Leinster 2337.
For farm gates, hunting gates or garden gates, ring MC Joinery on Lee Botwood 430. MC Joinery have fencing to suit all your needs and offer tongue and groove or close-boarded doors for stables, barns or gardens. MC Joinery on Lee Botwood 430 also have a selection of garden furniture and greenhouse tables, in addition to large stocks of stakes, posts, netting, barbed wire and rails. In fact, everything for the farmer with fencing in mind. MC Joinery on Lee Botwood 430 even offer a fence erecting and gate hanging service, and no job is too big or too small. For a friendly, efficient service, contact Martin Coles at MC Joinery on Lee Botwood 430.
You're listening to Sunshine Radio, but you're not the only one listening by a long, long way. There are thousands and thousands of people listening for miles and miles around now. This means that if you had your own spot on Sunshine, advertising your product or service, an awful lot of people would get to hear it. Advertising on Sunshine is an excellent way of keeping in touch with regular customers, reminding them about you, and it provides the exciting opportunity to reach new customers. Do it now. Advertise on Sunshine Radio. Telephone Ludlow 3795 for details. Ludlow 3795.
Sunshine Radio. Ooh, 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 ooh. If somebody had love can be, only you. When I
busy ham. Only you, only me. 16 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. The weekend getting ever near. Thankfully. In case you're looking for something to do tomorrow, fruit pickers are required at Ashton Fruit Farm. That's midway between Leinster and Ludlow. This one from Laura Branigan, I like that. It's called Self Control and also the title track from her current album as well. Yeah, kind of getting to that record, even though she does sound like what's her name from ABBA on that. Nice song. Got a lovely little card here from Hazel Child, who wants to tell us all about a car boot sale on Sunday, July the 15th. And it goes from 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. in Church Meadow, Moorville, that's near Bridge North. And it's £5 for selling cars, and the entrance fee per car at the boot sale is 25 pence. It's all in aid of the Village Hall over there at Moorville in Bridge North. That's on Sunday, July the 15th at 2 p.m. going through till 6 p.m. What else have we got happening over the weekend? Let's have a look. I've still got a few which I didn't do earlier, haven't I? There's another car boot sale here. And this is on the Saturday. It's the Craven Islands Football Club car boot sale at the Stokesay Hotel car park on Saturday, July the 14th. Commencing at 1 p.m. It's £5 per boot. Everybody's welcome to that. And what's this? Another one. Saturday and Sunday, this is. What about Acton Burnall Festival on Saturday and Sunday? And I want to go along and enjoy a happy day in the heart of Shropshire countryside. It's a street fair and opens at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. Historical pageant in the castle, that's 4 p.m. on Saturday. There's exhibitions open all weekend. There's a concert of period music, that's on Saturday at 8 p.m. Church is being decorated. There's amusements for the children at all day on Saturday, and refreshments all day on Saturday as well. Festival souvenirs and ample free car parking. And that's this weekend, the Saturday and the Sunday at Acton Burnall Castle, okay, and around there. And do you know where to get, Lewis? Let's have a look. I've got a little map here, and it's Acton Burnall is in Shropshire, 6 miles south of Shrewsbury, and I think the route is going to be marked for Acton Burnall, right? Now, some of the things happening this weekend, a few more to come before the end of the programme. Keep you in touch with what's happening locally. Right now, back to the music. 22 minutes after 4 o'clock on Sunshine Radio on a Friday afternoon with the band Radio, a song called Jack and Jill.
Gave me the love, oh yes he did.
The band's Radio and old number entitled Jack and Jill, taking you back in time. Okay, what else is happening around this weekend? Well, there's a clay pigeon shoot on Saturday, tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Newhouse Farm, Upton Crescent, Monk Cropton in Bridge North. And if you want to find a place, not too hard, signposted from the Bridge North, Craven Arms Road. 10 bird down the line. It's open in novice classes with cash prizes. And it's all in aid of Stoddeston and District Air Rifle League. That's tomorrow, late pigeon shoot, 5 p.m. And what else have we here? I don't know. I'm going to have to fight my way out through all these papers at the end of this program. Papers everywhere today in the studio. You should see me. I'm like a womble. What's this one? I think I've done that one, yes. Try the Three Musketeers. Theatre on the Steps. It's all about Bridge North. Theatre on the Steps. The Three Musketeers by Phil Woods, which is going on, let's see, July 13th, 14th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th. Plenty of dates from that. And if you're interested, tickets from the Bookworm and Bookstack in Bridge North, or Shropshire Weekly Newspapers, and where else is it? I don't know where this is being held, actually. Hang on a minute, I'm trying to find this. Don't go away for a minute while I sort myself out here. I can't find where it's been put on, actually. Somewhere in Bridge North. I'll have to get back to you on that and find out a bit more about that one. Confusing, isn't it? Not for you, maybe, but it is for me. And what else have we here? This one's looking forward to next week, actually. Midweek. Had a letter from the Air Crews Association. And the Shropshire branch of Air Crew Association will be holding their monthly meeting at the Mighton and Mermaid Hotel, Atcham Bridge in Shrewsbury, on Thursday, 19th of July, next Thursday, at 8 p.m. Membership of the association is open to serving or retired aircrew of Her Majesty's Forces who have gained a flying badge, and new members will be most welcome at the meeting. If you want further information on that, it can be obtained by ringing Mr. Reg Millward, who's the secretary, on Telford, 606-879, 606-879. Young and hard. Okay, this is going out to Alan Powell on his 19th birthday. From Susan Goodwin, The Bluebells, Young at Heart. The Bluebells, Young as Heart. For Alan Powell, 19 today, happy birthday to you. And it comes to you from Susan Goodwin. It's 29 minutes before 5.
Sunshine Radio.
Highway, Roads and Drives, the business that cares for you. Highway Roads and Drives, Little Stretton, established over 5 years and with 22 years experience behind us. Highway Roads and Drives, under the personal supervision of John Guthrie. We lay patios, supply and erect fencing, and supply and lay paving. Let us lay your new lawn or landscape your garden into a place of functional beauty. We quote competitively and offer a 7-day service. Distance is no object, and we always aim to please. Highway roads and drives are now approved by Shropshire County Council to undertake constructing drives and lowering curbs. Highway roads and drives, 6 Ludlow Road, Little Stretton. Call in and talk to John Guthrie today or telephone him on Church Stretton 723-440. Highway roads and drives, the business that's small enough to care, but large enough to be efficient.
The Warehouse!
The Warehouse!
The Warehouse! Ludlow's newest bargain warehouse, 16 King Street, Ludlow.
What's inside the warehouse?
Ladies' underwear, 3 pairs for a pound. Tights, 4 pairs for a pound. Kiddies' t-shirts, 69 pence. Children's socks, 4 pairs for a pound. Kiddies' body warmers, $2.99. Blouses, $2.99. Ladies' and men's showerproof jackets from $6.99. Dresses from $5.99. Skirts, $2.99. It's value for money shopping at the Warehouse. The best value for money in town. Open 9 till 5.30, 6 days a week, Monday to Saturday. Wear it from the Warehouse, 16 King Street, Ludlow.
Wetmore Fruit Farm, Honorbury. Telephone Bromfield 305. Wetmore Fruit Farm on the Knighton Road out of Bromfield.
And at Wetmore Fruit Farm, you'll find fresh succulents, rhubarb, strawberries, raspberries, gooseberries, blackcurrants, redcurrants, peas and broad beans. All available now and ready to pick. That's from Wetmore Fruit Farm at Bromfield.
Games you play, I fly or see your name in light. Temporarily social suicide. Oh, oh, don't you tell me it's rough. At the top you get the cream of the crop. Image seekers, wheel to wheel. This week great, but well next week, no. Oh, oh, don't you tell me it's rough. Oh, oh, don't you tell me it's tough. Stop, that's what they call you. How long you waited to get where you are. Stop, that's what you wanted. This week I shot a
Kiki D and Star. I knew they'd write a song about me one day. Only joking. Well, the weekend is getting ever nearer, isn't it? Have you got anything good lined up for this weekend? Yeah? I see. Well, we won't go into that. Here's Nick Kershaw. And I won't let the sun go down on me. Keep running west. That's the idea. 23 minutes before 5 o'clock. News up and coming at the top of the hour. Sun go down on me. Sun's going to go down on me if I don't find this request. Somebody phoned in a short while back. I keep losing all my bits of paper everywhere this afternoon. This is getting out of hand in here today. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. That's about the cat. Where's that request gone? Oh, dear. I better check the bin if I've thrown this away. Right. Well, I won't play that one just yet. This is really going to confuse the whole issue because I had the record lined up and everything. I have to play something else. Meanwhile, I will tell you about this cat. Why not? Give me something to talk about while I sort me... Well, I sorted myself all out. Well, it is Friday the 13th. Things are about to go wrong somewhere along the line. Yes, Tizzy. That's the name of this cat. Tizzy. It's a Siamese cat, and apparently its colouring is Seal Point cat or something. So they tell me. Not too sure what all that means, but it's a Seal Point cat. Siamese. It's got a dark mark down one side, and it went walkabouts last night and hasn't been seen since. It belongs around the Sheet Road area. And if you know the whereabouts of one Siamese cat who meows to the name Tizzy, then call Ludlow 3804, please, after 6 p.m. today. Ludlow 3804. They want their cat back, you see. Here's Ollie and Jerry. Thank you. That's Ollie and Jerry. Break in, there ain't no stopping us now. Well, I just had a rummage around in the bin, and there it was amongst the half-eaten banana sandwiches. An empty hedgehog crisp packet. I found it. Whew, sorry about that, lads. Right, it's Cyndi Lauper coming up next. And Cyndi Lauper, especially for Peter, Paul, Vance, and Derek, all in Lentwood Dine Butchers, and this comes from Gareth. Time after time. Cyndi Lauper, time after time, for Peter, Paul, Vance, Derek, and Lauren in Lentwood Dine. Sorry, I'm chewing a sweet here. Don't mind me. They're all in Lentwood Dine Butchers, and that comes to them from Gareth. Right, I can put it back in the bin now, that one. Gotta scrape the banana sandwiches off first, mind you. Right, 11 minutes before 5 o'clock here on Sunshine Radio. What else is happening this weekend, I wonder? Let's grab the last of my few pieces of paper. Right, this one's for tonight, the 13th, Country and Western Night tonight at the Craven Arms on top of Clee Hill. Hope the rain keeps off. It's looking quite bright outside, actually. Should be all right. It's featuring Mike Gerard, and the entrance to that is free. And tomorrow is another Country and Western Night with the who's that? The Vegas Club, is it? I think so. And I can't read all of this. Archie and Tommy. I think that is you. If you're into country around these parts, you'll know what I'm talking about better than I do, probably. Free entrance to that also. At Country and Western Night tonight and tomorrow night at the Craven Arms on top of Clee Hill. Featuring Mike Gerrard tonight. Free entrance to that. Now, let's see. Tomorrow night, Saturday the 14th of July, at the Pembridge Village Hall, is a jumble sale starting at 2 p.m. And it's all for the village funds. That's jumble sale, Pembridge Village Hall, tomorrow, Saturday, for the village funds, and starts at 2 p.m. And finally, got to the bottom of my pile at last. What's this? It's a pop quiz at the Graftonbury, is that? Hotel. Wherever that is. I hope you know. That's on Sunday, July the 15th at 7:30. They didn't exactly elaborate much on this one, did they? No. It's a pop quiz at the Graftonbury Hotel, I think that is. Sunday, July the 15th at 7:30. It's 50 pence admission, and proceeds from all that go to the Scanner Appeal. Rather scant information on that one, but anyway, if you know what it is, it looks like a Graftonbury Hotel. And there's a pop quiz there on Sunday night at 7:30, 50 pence admission into that, and proceeds to the Scanner Appeal. Okay, 10 minutes before 5 o'clock, let's take a break.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
It's super summer sale time at Halls TV Services. Yes, from now until the 14th of July, you could save yourself pounds at Halls. Tatung TVs with the 4-year guarantee, 5% off recommended prices. Murphy, GEC, Sanyo, Toshiba, and Luxor TVs and videos, all with 10% off the recommended prices at Halls TV Services in Ludlow and Tenbury Wells. Sunny Colour TVs and videos with 15% off. Yes, 15%. And 20% off the recommended prices of other selected items. All at Halls TV Services. Now. Remember, this super summer sale ends on Saturday the 14th of July, so hurry now while stocks last to Halls TV Services at 12 Team Street, Tenbury Wells, or Shop 1, Charlton Rise, Ludlow. Telephone Tenbury Wells 810095 or Ludlow 4550. Halls TV Services, where you come first. And now, from beautiful Bankhouse, Craven Arms, telephone Craven Arms 2761, it's the Cyril Basin Show, starring Beaver Paint, Brilliant White, £7.60 for 5 litres, Berger Paint, Bosch Power Tools, that great duo, the 6 and 8 foot canes, Cuprinol, Creosote, Patio Sets, She's a Great Girl, Wolf Lawnmowers and Garden Tools, Lowe's Pet Foods by the Carter Carter people, the best garden products at the best prices. And now, here's your host on the Cyril Basin Show, Jim. Cyril Basin, Bankhouse, Craven Arms. Telephone Craven Arms 2761. In Hereford and feeling hungry or thirsty? Well then, the place to go is Vaughan's Restaurant and Coffee Bar. It's opposite Hereford Cathedral on the corner of King Street and Palace Yard. Vaughan's Restaurant and Coffee Bar is open 7 days a week and offers breakfast, morning coffee, lunch, afternoon teas, and at night, dinner with a full a la carte menu. Whether you want a sandwich with espresso coffee for those that remember it, or a full meal with a comprehensive choice of wine, Vaughan's Restaurant and Coffee Bar is the place to go in Hereford. They also offer a choice of spirits and have draft beer, and even have a private room for functions or meetings. Vaughan's Restaurant and Coffee Bar, opposite the cathedral, on the corner of King Street and Palace Yard. Telephone Hereford 266799.
Sunshine Radio.
And thanks to the guy who rang in and said he knows of a Graftonbury Hotel. It's down around Hereford. Presume it's the same one. Thank you to you. Here's Michael Jackson.
Do you?
Michael Jackson, Farewell My Summer Love. News up and coming at 5 to take us all of the way there. What do we have next? The Pointer Sisters, no less. And Jump for My Love. Of the Pointer Sisters, Jump for My Love. You're in tune with Sunshine, where it's now news time.
1017 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
Police hunting the rapist known as the Fox have revealed that his attacks are increasing in their savagery. He struck twice in the last 3 days in Bedfordshire, in the first tying up a husband and forcing him to watch while his wife was raped, and in the second raping a teenage girl and indecently assaulting two youths. Police say they don't have any facial description of the Fox because he wears a balaclava helmet when he attacks, but they know he's a white man in his early to mid-20s and was last seen wearing a dark blue jumper with thin white horizontal stripes. The man leading the hunt, Detective Chief Superintendent Brian Prickett, is warning the police, the public, not to tackle the Fox because he has a gun and will use it.
If a husband is watching some terrible act being performed on his wife, he is being in very difficult, he's going to be in difficult circumstances. How is he going to control his emotion? And for me to sit here and say, you sit there and do nothing, is very difficult. But that is the advice I've got to give at this stage, because this man will use this gun and he will shoot them. As simple as that.
Trade unionists have been taking part in a big rally in Manchester in support of the miners. Thousands of people packed into a hall to hear speeches from NUM President Arthur Scargill and Labour's Tony Benn. Mr Scargill said the government is now very worried about the miners' strike, and he laid the blame for the rise in interest rates firmly on the Prime Minister.
But you know, colleagues, they are beginning to get concerned. When interest rate rises by over 2%, when mortgage repayments go up to 12.5%, of course it's a consequence of the dispute that we're now involved in. But the culprit responsible for the increase in mortgage repayments The person responsible for the increase in interest rates is not the National Union of Mine Workers. It's Margaret Thatcher and this Tory government and their economic policies.
The Old Bailey has heard how a man turned to crime after discovering he was the illegitimate son of the spy Kim Philby. Alan Young did not know who his father was as a child and teenager. The court heard that the discovery shattered his personality. Tim Crook reports.
Kim Philby has always been regarded as one of Britain's most dangerous traitors. Young was always led to believe his stepfather was his real father. When he learnt that he was the result of an affair between his mother and Philby, who was staying as a lodger, Young's behaviour changed drastically. Judge John Hazan said, I accept that the discovery that you are the illegitimate son of Kim Philby, a notorious spy, is something that has caused you great concern. It has affected you understandably throughout your life. The revelation may have played a part in your antisocial and criminal behaviour. Young was jailed for 2.5 years for blackmail and robbery. Tim Crook, IRN, The Old Bailey.
A jury for one has been ejected from court after accusing fellow jurors of racism and the police of a fit-up. 27-year-old Annette Blair's outburst followed a 7-year sentence on a black man convicted of robbery by a 10-2 majority. Several people in the public gallery also objected. Judge Ian McLean ordered Miss Blair, a black business graduate, to be removed from the Inner London Crown Court. Cricket in the third Cornhill Test. The West Indies are moving to within sight of England's total of 270 all out. They're now 188 for 4 wickets. Independent Radio News.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
3 minutes after 5 and the weather check for this evening. Bright and sunny spells with occasional showers. Those should have died out by about now. Tonight is going to be fine and dry overnight and remaining fairly mild. And the outlook for the weekend, cloudy with occasional rain.
You put the boom boom into my heart. You feel my toes sky high when your loving starts. A jitterbug into my brain. Yeah, yeah. Goes the bang, bang, bang. Till my feet do the same. The content's fine. The content's in right. My best friend told me what you did last night. Left me sleeping in my bed. I was dreaming, but I should have been with you instead. Wake me up before you go, go. Believe me, hey.
And a wham, wake me up before you go, or in James Harding's case, pay the milkman on your way out.
It's
strange fellow, James Harding. Only ever seems to come out at weekends. 8 minutes after five, it's 5:30 or thereabouts. Depending if his chauffeur is slacking or not tonight, it's Alan Jones. He'll be coming along to shout and yell at you through till 9 o'clock. And actually, he's asked me to give him lessons how to be all cool and laid back, you know, but I'll let you have progress reports on that. Here's Clubhouse. Good time, Superstition.
Very superstitious. Writings on the wall. Very superstitious. Letters about to fall.
Clubhouse, superstitions, good times. Not superstitious, are you? Of course you're not. You always wear that crash helmet walking around the place, don't you? Minutes after five here on Sunshine Radio. Let's take a break.
Sunshine Radio.
Quality carpets, velvet curtains and blinds to suit your pocket? A problem? Not really when you call in the experts. Capital Carpets, 16 the Bullring, Ludlow. Capital Carpets are the established and friendly people in Ludlow and offer an in-home selection service, free estimates and helpful advice, all without obligation. Distance is no object, and Capital Carpets can offer credit terms and free fitting. For quality carpets, velvet curtains and blinds, call and see Capital Carpets, 16 the Bullring, Ludlow. Telephone Richard or Bernard on Ludlow 3891, and they'll quote you a really keen price. Capital Carpets, Ludlow 3891. Established and friendly.
Well, I've done it at last.
Done what?
I've completely insulated my house. What are you smiling at?
Tell me something new.
Here's something new and proven. Border Insulations of Hereford have the ultimate in roof insulation from the inside. Listen to the facts. Spray-on thickness 1.5 inches, and that's equivalent to 8 feet of concrete. It stops frost in winter, keeps the house cool in summer, seals the roof completely, stops snow, wind and rain blowing in through those broken tiles. Border Insulations of Hereford have stopped prices going through the roof. In fact, they've stopped everything going through the roof. It's cheaper to buy now rather than wait until winter. Insulation literally halves your energy costs. Before you retile, reslate or refelt your roof, contact Border Insulations of Hereford anytime. Hereford 760-657 is their telephone number. Hereford 760-657.
Ashton Fruit Farm is halfway between Leinster and Ludlow on the A49 and offers a super day out for all the family. Half or full day tickets for Dad to go trout fishing, ice cream and soft drinks for the children, and lots of strawberries, raspberries, gooseberries, black currants, red currants, tayberries, plums in season, and new potatoes. There's ample car parking and over 70 acres of soft fruit and vegetables. Telephone your orders for fresh or frozen fruit on Brimfield 569, or visit Ashton Fruit Farm on the A49 for a super day out, picking your own fruit.
You know, driving on the roads these days sometimes can be pretty dangerous. Take Harry last week. He bent his car and he's not amused.
I bet he isn't. I hope he's arranged his insurance through Peter M. Paul of Craven Arms.
Why's that?
Well, at least they'll deal with the claim as quickly and fairly as possible.
Ah, the service is good then.
Yes, second to none. And the premiums are very reasonable too. In fact, the new Drivers' Club policy is very good value.
Who are they again?
Peter M. Poole and Company of 8 Dale Street, Craven Arms. They're open every day from 9.15 till 5 and Saturday mornings till noon.
They're on the phone, I suppose.
Yes, ring Craven Arms 3727 and ask to speak to Peter Poole or Stuart Parsonage.
Sunshine Radio!
Okay, here are some orchestral manoeuvres in the dark. Hang on a minute while I nip over and turn the lights out, eh?
We'll be right back.
Talking loud and clear, that's orchestral manoeuvres in the dark. Actually, I tried orchestral manoeuvres in the dark once. True was, I couldn't find the instrument.
Turn on Sunshine Radio. John Fred and his Playboy band, 1967. Judy in disguise with glasses. And a parody of the Beatles hits of the time, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. But we won't go into that. Here's Bianca. Where the beat meets the streets, or words to that effect.
The playing hits the right of sight. Baby, baby, you think we might get acquainted? My ruby lips just say we could try hard enough. We might even get related. I'm looking for a new affair, one that might be unfair. Come on, take the rest of me, and I'll give you the best of me. Where the beat meets the street, where you find me. Come on, baby, baby, tell me you'll make it. Yeah, don't play fun and games with me. Show me what you've got, and I can take it. Honey, if you treat me right, maybe you could stay tonight. Yeah, I can feel your body heat. You don't have to be discreet. Where the beat beats the street, where you find me. Come and join me, baby, don't run away, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Bianca, where the beat meets the streets. This is a record we used to rev ourselves up with years ago before we go out for the weekend. Eddie Grant in his young days with the Eagles. Baby, come back.
Come back.
If you listen closely there, I don't think they could afford the cymbals at the time. As the Eagles. That was about 1968 time, if I remember rightly. Long time ago. And Baby Come Back. Well, that just about wraps it up for another week for me. Bye-bye. Back again sometime with you. Hope you can join me whenever. And Alan Jones along next, after the break at 5.30. From you, Roger Matthews, have yourself a wonderful weekend, won't you? Last record on the program today, Steve Perry, Oh Sherry.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone, after all your words of steel. I must have been a dreamer, dreamer, though. And I must have been someone else. And we should have been loved.
Steve Perry, Who's Sherry? This is Sunshine Radio, broadcasting on 299 meters, 1017 kilohertz on the medium wave band to Shropshire, with the time at 5:30.
Sunshine Radio!
Dad?
What?
Someone wants you on the phone.
Oh, no, not again. Every time I come out into the garage, the phone rings.
Well, I don't like it either, Dad. I'm trying to watch the match.
Ah, we'll have to get an extension put in or something.
What a sensible idea. Solve problems like that with G&S telephones of Oswestry. Push-button telephones from £15. Have extension sockets installed so that you can take the phone with you and plug it in wherever you have a socket. It's only £20 complete for the first socket, and each additional socket is only £10. And for the ultimate in freedom of movement around the house or garden, cordless telephones from £90. Talk to the people at G&S Telephones. Telephone Oswestry 659 328. Oswestry 659 328.
Hello. This is Sunshine Sales, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Won't you take a seat?
Thank you. Look, I'm from Ron Beach. We've got a bargain warehouse at the Moor Bodnum.
Oh, that's just opposite Bodnum Post Office, isn't it?
That's right. And we'd like to tell the Sunshine listeners what Beach's Bargain Warehouse has to offer.
Okay, fine. What sort of things have you got?
Well, we've got bargains, basically. We've got jeans, and we've got adult stretch jeans at only £10, boiler suits, trousers, boys' school trousers, men's and boys' shirts, donkey jackets, body warmers from £2.50, socks, pullovers, pants and vests, baby wear, sheets, pillows, boots, shoes, Wellingtons, joggers, slippers, you know.
Anything else?
Oh, yes. We've got spanner sets, buckets, bowls and liquid soaps. And we've got coal and smokeless fuel, to mention just a few.
Good heavens, sounds quite a range.
Well, we reckon Beach's Bargain Warehouse has the largest selection of goods all under one roof in Herefordshire.
And when is Beach's Bargain Warehouse open for business?
We're open 3 days a week. That's Thursdays, Saturdays and Sundays.
And the opening times?
That's from 9:30 to 4:30. But the thing is, all the items are at real discount prices.
So that's Beach's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor, Bodnum.
And we've got a large car park as well.
And you're on the telephone?
Yes, that's Bodnum 441. Ron Beach on Bodnum 441. Now then, how do I go about getting all this lot on the air?
You've just done it, sir.
What? You mean I'm on the wireless?
Yes, sir.
Good grief. And I haven't even buttoned up my boiler suit.
AMR Motors, Sheet Road, Ludlow. We are Nissan, the 1984 main dealer. See the Nissan range at AMR Motors now. The Micra, programmed for economy. The Cherry, the most popular hatchback. The Sunny, the driving school winner. It's so easy to drive. The Stanza, comfortable, classy, economic motoring at a price you can afford. AMR Motors for the 1984 new Bluebird. The new Nissan Bluebird is reliability proven beyond doubt. Test drive a dream today, choosing from the superb range of saloons and estates. AMR Ludlow, on the road prices. AMR Motors plus Nissan equals reliability. AMR Motors, Sheet Road, Ludlow. That's just off the Ludlow bypass. Telephone Ludlow 2774.
You're better off
when the music's on.
Sunshine Radio, the leader.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th of July, 1984, 19 minutes before 6. Boney M. There's a name from the past. And that song, Sunny. And before it, Rod Stewart. Another name, seemingly, from the past. Having trouble getting large hits at the moment is our Rod. Poor lad. Infatuation. Sunshine Radio on this, the end of the week. You know what I'm going to say now? The weekend starts here. Hello, Alan Jones here on the Tea Time and Beyond shift. Many thanks to the laid-back Roger there for the foregoing 4 hours. That man lays back so far, I have to crank the chair a good 3 or 4 notches forward when I take over from him. I kid you not. And quarter to 6 on this Friday tea time from Sunshine. The weekend starts here, as I say. Yes, the end of another perfect week. And we're at the stage now where there's just 140 shopping days to go until Christmas. Yes, that's great, isn't it? Alison Moyet and Love Resurrection. Now, the Sunshine calendar motto for today, an exaggeration is a truth that has lost its temper. And I just realised something. It's the 13th today. It's Friday, and nothing has gone wrong yet.
But now that I'm on the wireless, it sure is going to change. Got the odd one-out question, as usual, the warm-up for the news quiz, coming up after David Austin and Turn to Gold. Exhausted just listening to that record. That's energetic stuff, isn't it? That's David Austin, written and produced, or co-written, should I say, and co-produced by the lead singer of the Wham group, George Michael. That song is called Turn to Gold, and I think that's going to be a hit. Jones is putting his neck out as usual, and he's claiming that might just be a charting record. Now, there seem to be even more country and western events than ever happening over the space of the next few days. Let me tell you about just two of them, both happening at the Craven Arms on top of Clee Hill, featuring Mike Gerrard this evening. Entrance is free, and tomorrow there's another country and western night featuring the Vegas duo, also known as Archie and Tommy. Entrance on both of those is free, so it's the Craven Arms Hotel, top Clee Hill. Is it the Craven Arms Hotel? No, it's not, is it? That's in Craven Arms itself. I was trying to say now which one it is. Sort me out there, please, if you know what I'm talking about. Right, the South Shropshire Breakers Association dance is on a week Saturday at the Bridge Hotel in Tenbury Wells. Now, I do know where that is, honest. Features C&W group Touchwood. And admission is adults £1.50 and juniors and under-14s 75 pence. All proceeds from this evening are going to the Kier Park Centre. And if you want tickets, you can phone Ludlow 4379. And they'll give you further details as well. Ludlow 4379. Right. It's 9 minutes to six, and it's odd one out question time now, as our warm-up to the weekly, sorry, should I say, the daily question on the news quiz. I'm getting a bit confused today. I don't really know what's the matter with me. I think it's just that I'm excited that the week is over. I think that's mainly what it is. Anyway, the odd one out question, if I can just calm down and take a grip on myself. Of course, there are many people who'd like to take a grip on me, usually by the thin bit between the chin and the shoulders, but I won't let them. Anyway, let's get to the point. Which is the odd one out of these? Following on from the geographical one I had yesterday, I'm going to have another one today. Which is the odd one out, and why? Shrewsbury, Ludlow, Craven Arms, Bridge North, Church Stretton. I'm sure I'll get a variety of answers and reasons. I'll be interested to hear every single one of them. If you think you know which is the odd one out, give us a ring on Ludlow 811306 to take part in the odd one out. Shrewsbury, or should I say Shrewsbury? Shrewsbury, Ludlow, Craven Arms, Bridge North, Church Stretton. Which of those is the odd one out, and why?
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
See and hear internationally famous mediums and clairvoyants Doris Collins and Stephen O'Brien on Friday the 13th of July, 1984 at 7:30 p.m. That's when they'll be at Malvern Festival Theatre. Tickets are £2.50 each and are available from the box office. Telephone Malvern 3377. The box office at the Malvern Festival Theatre is open from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Or you can write to the Festival Theatre, Grange Road, Malvern, enclosing a stamped address envelope. Doris Collins and Stephen O'Brien, the internationally famous mediums and clairvoyants, at the Malvern Festival Theatre, Friday, July the 13th.
Well, I don't know about you, but as soon as we get into Ludlow and off this train, I'm going to get something to eat.
Like what?
Fish and chips. What else? Especially now that new place is open.
New fish and chip shop in Ludlow?
Yes, it's in Rock Lane. It's called the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher, eh? Whereabouts in Rock Lane?
It's next to the MEB. And I tell you, at the Kingfisher, they do some of the best fish and chips I've ever tasted.
Really?
It's traditional English fish and chips at their very best. Once you've tasted them, you'll be back for more.
The Kingfisher in Rock Lane.
Mm. Oh, they're proud of the quality of their fish and chips. They've got their own experienced chef in there, you see. It's the full works, open every day except Sunday, and they cater for parties.
The Kingfisher.
And as soon as we get into Ludlow, as I say, I'm off to Rock Lane. Oh, those fish and chips. I can see them so clearly in my mind.
You know, I think I might just join you.
Going to get them into your mind, too?
Oh, no, I'm going to put my fish and chips into my stomach, where they belong.
The Kingfisher in Rock Lane, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 5895. Do you have problems getting your home or farm septic tanks emptied or repaired? Well, MS&EM Patrick can solve that problem for you. They offer a 24-hour repair service on septic tanks and are on call 24 hours a day for emptying tanks, cesspits and farm slurry pits. And distance is no object. They're specialists in installing septic tanks and constructing soakaways and drainage systems. Give them a call, and their own operators will even spread your muck for you. For further information, ring MS&EM Patrick, 24 hours a day, on Leinster 3371 or Leinster 5942. Remember, that's a 24-hour telephone service for all the mucky jobs you hate, and distance is no object. MS&EM Patrick. Marlbrook Farm, Leinster. Telephone Leinster 3371 or Leinster 5942. 24 hours a day.
Sunshine Radio Music.
Oh,
Yankee Goes to Hollywood. Number two in the chart, of course, with Relax. And you'll recall that yesterday was a Frankie Goes to Hollywood free program, but I put that right already, you see, by including them in today. I know that somebody somewhere must be buying that record. I would have thought you'd have bought it by now, as it was number one a long time ago, but there you go. That's number two, as I say, with Relax. Today, obviously not a Frankie Goes to Hollywood free program. Should we declare it a Nick Kershaw free zone on the program? I don't know. There are plenty of his fans who contribute to this program by telephone. I think they'll be telling me if I miss him out. Won't you, please? Because I like him as well. All right, another CNW event that's happening. In fact, it's happening a week today on the 20th of July. The Ludlow Hospital Staff Social Club are holding a country evening featuring Country Boy. And that's on between 8 and 11.30. Tickets for this are £2, which includes a ploughman's supper. And there'll be a bar there too. So that's something happening next Friday. Something happening tomorrow over the weekend. There are plenty of things going on in Shropshire. Don't ever let me hear...